Hello and welcome back. In this video, we're going to talk about numbers again, and we're going to talk about bike numbers or bike metrics, things that you want to focus on in training and post-training, the numbers you can look at. Now, like I said in the swim video, don't get too obsessed with these numbers. Our time that we should spend should primarily be in training, and the analysis, and while we're looking at the numbers, should not be the main focus. The main focus is on the training. Remember that, okay? What I want to do now is take you to some numbers that you can look at when you're training on the bike. Let's go to the PowerPoint. Bike metrics. The first one we're going to look at is distance. Everybody wants to know, how far have you gone? Number two, next question, how long did it take you to do that? So that's time. Number three, okay, heart rate. What was your average heart rate? What was the maximum heart rate? And did you stay in the correct zones during the workout? Now, I just want to go back to the swim metrics for a second. I did not talk at all about heart rate in the swimming because I don't use it. I'm not a fan of the heart rate monitor straps for swimming. I'm just not. So I left that blank. I do not measure heart rate when I'm swimming. That's just me. Let's get back to the bike. Number four, speed. How fast are you going? Five is cadence. How fast are your legs going around? How are you spinning? Number six, elevation gain, elevation loss. How high did you go up? How far did you come down? Number seven, power. If you have a power meter, this could be 3 second average or your real power time. Eight, peak power. What was your peak power for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and 120 minutes? Calories. How many calories did you burn during that bike ride? What was the interval time if you're doing a specific workout? What was the interval distance? Number 12, what is your FTP, your functional threshold power? Number 13, IF, intensity factor. How hard was that workout? 14, watts per kilogram. And the last one we have here is TSS, which is training stress score, which is basically saying how much stress did your body take during a specific workout. There are a lot more bike metrics we can add, but for now, that's enough to worry about. And now I'm going to show you to the next page, the ones I look at when I am training. First one is distance. How far am I going? Two, time. Now for me, I should almost reverse those. I like doing everything on time rather than distance, because when we're outside, the weather plays a huge factor in how much can we actually get in. So if you're planning to do, say, a 100-kilometer bike ride, but because it's so windy out there, it's going to take you twice as long to do it, I'd rather you spend that time riding instead of trying to get that distance in. It just, to me, it makes more sense. So I would probably put time above distance, but I do look at both metrics. Number three, heart rate. I like looking at my heart rate a lot to make sure that I'm going the correct zone and the correct effort, not going too hard, not going too easy. Number four is cadence. Cadence is a huge one. If you do not have a power meter, cadence is huge. It's nice to know that you are in the right cadence and learning how fast your legs are going. For many years, I spent a lot of time looking at my cadence, and I use that for racing. Cadence, again, is huge. Five, elevation. I like elevation a lot. You can, especially when you're riding outside. Indoors, not really, because you're not changing elevation. But when you are outside, it is great to know, even if the road just changes ever so slightly, say if you're riding at 0% grade, and then all of a sudden it goes up to 3 or 4, you may not even realize that it's gone up that much because it still appears flat. But the reality is, it's becoming harder, your heart rate's going up. Well, what the heck is going on? It's because the elevation is going up. So 3-4% change from zero, sometimes it's hard to notice that. But when you have it on the computer, you go, oh, well, that's why I'm going harder, because the road is going up. So elevation is key for outside. Power. For me, when I'm riding a bike outside or inside, I like power in real time, or the 3 second average. And the last one I like to look at, especially for training, especially indoors, is interval time. When is that interval up? So if I'm doing a workout where I'm doing 6 minutes hard, I want to know when that 6 minutes is up. Now, what bike metrics do you like to look at? So that in that PDF that you printed off from the action steps and the milestones, you printed it off, right? Okay, so in that on that sheet, I want you to put in the metrics that you're currently following for biking, and then start to monitor them and write them out. I do want to go back a bit, because I know that I kind of quickly went over some things, but I want to focus on some things that are important post-activity. And one here is the peak power. I want to know what power could I hold for 30, 60, 90, and 120 minutes. For me, that's really important once the workout gets longer and more so outside. It's giving me a good indicator of, okay, well, what power can I hold over a longer period? And it gets really important as you get closer to your key races. So I like that one a lot. Calories can be important as well, so that you can start to think, okay, I burned this many calories, how many calories do I need to put in? Or I burnt this many calories, I took in this many calories, was it enough? So it helps you gauge your nutrition side, so that's important. FTP, I like when I'm riding, I'm not worried about my FTP, but FTP is something that's important to look at after the workout. So we'll do a threshold test determining what your FTP is, and ideally your FTP should be going up and up as training progresses. And this one that deals with power, we won't talk about that one. And this last one again deals with power, but it's about watts per kilogram. It's a really good indicator to see how you are progressing and if you are improving is the watts per kilogram, and that's very important. But it's really only applicable if you have a power meter or access to power. Okay, so this video is all about bike numbers, bike metrics, which ones you're going to follow. Most of us, or all of us, should have a bike computer or using your watch for your bike metrics. And again, just like in swimming, you can have multiple screens that have different metrics to follow, and you can just scroll through them. So you want to come up with the ones that you like to look at and make sense to you in the workout. For me, the ones I like interval time, I like power, heart rate, and cadence. If I can have those four things easily accessible, or maybe, like I said, because my eyes aren't so good, I might have two metrics on one page and then scroll to the next page to look at the next one. It's just a push of a button to see where I'm at. So I like that. So again, play around with it, find what metrics you like to look at, and then program them into your computer or into your watch so that they're easily accessible and you can read them. And take note of what you're doing, because these numbers and you becoming aware of the numbers are going to make you a better athlete. So once again, this video is all about bike numbers or bike metrics. Next video is all about run numbers. I will see you in that video. See you later. Bye-bye.